The impasse was ended on a Saturday night in March 2005, when Iger got a phone call from former Senator George Mitchell and other Disney board members. They told him that starting in a few months, he would replace Eisner as Disney's CEO. When Iger got up the next morning, he called his daughters, and then Steve Jobs and John Lasseter. He said very simply and clearly that he valued Pixar and wanted to make a deal. Jobs was thrilled. He liked Iger and even marveled at a small connection they had. His former girlfriend Jennifer Egan and Iger's wife, Willow Bay, had been roommates at Penn. That summer, before Iger officially took over, he and Jobs got to have a trial run at making a deal. Apple was coming out with an iPod that would play video as well as music. It needed television shows to sell, and Jobs did not want to be too public in negotiating for them because, as usual, he wanted the product to be secret until he unveiled it on stage. Iger, who had multiple iPods and used them throughout the day, from his 5 a.m. workouts to late at night, had already been envisioning what it could do for television shows. So he immediately offered ABC's most popular shows, Desperate Housewives and Lost. "We negotiated that deal in a week, and it was complicated," Iger said. "It was important because Steve got to see how I worked, and because it showed everyone that Disney could, in fact, work with Steve."